10 p.m. KNYOLP Fort Bragg. Late night Liz wrote, I'm posting for a friend who wants a St. Anthony votive candle. Apparently, these are not available in Fort Bragg or downtown Santa Rosa. Please reply directly to Anthony. His email address is desennart@aol.com. And his phone number is 707-964-4162. And someone else whose name I lost somehow wrote, whenever my mom could not find something, she'd light a normal plain candle by the St. Anthony little statue. And it worked, too, sometimes. It worked. You mean it caught on fire when you put a match to it, or the prayer worked? That's kind of a Montana girl wrote, Walmart. Apparently they have dedicated St. Anthony votive candles. I would add, they used to have a whole bunch of shelf space in Safeway devoted to magic candles with the schizophrenic Christian imagery on the glass around them. Like there'd be a hand with a different animal coming out of each finger, or the Germanic Jesus holding his own anatomically correct bleeding heart out to show you that he could do that. Or Mary, or someone on a donkey carrying a broom on fire, or a ball of wings and eyeballs. They still have that section in Food Max. That's closer to Santa Rosa than to Fort Bragg. But every once in a while, I see a candle there, and I think, I'd like to buy that for somebody who would appreciate how goofy it is. Like Ellie, for example. I bought her a candle there once, and I forgot to bring it to her. And every once in a while, I bump into it in a different place in my house. It seems to be moving around all on its own. Perhaps it's preserving me from disaster, even though I don't believe in any of that crap.